بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أحب الصيام إلى الله صيام داود عليه السلام، وأحب الصلاة إلي صلاة داود عليه السلام. كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثه وينام سدسه، وكان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. هذا حديث by عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص. Another hadith by him رضي الله عنهما. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Reported that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, with Allah, the best fasting is that of Dawood, of David عليه السلام. Dawood عليه السلام. And the best prayer is that of Dawood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he slept half of the night and stood for prayer for the third of it, and then slept the sixth part of it. And he observed fast one day and broke one on the other. So what is intended by this hadith is the most beloved fasting to Dawood, meaning the voluntary one, and the best of prayer, meaning the voluntary one, is that he used to sleep half of the night. Now, the night here, the legal night, is that which extends from the sunset time to daybreak time. This is the legal night. So from this you will come to know that the 12, which is called midnight, is not necessarily the case, because the sunset and the daybreak differ. So therefore the correct and the legal meaning would be, when you talk about that, you say the middle of the night. You say the middle of the night. So if, for example, the sun sets at 5 p.m. in your locality, and the dawn is at 7 a.m. So how many hours you have? You have a total of 14 hours of night. Correct? Correct? You have 14. So the middle of the night, therefore 14 over 2 will be 7. And therefore, the middle of the night in this case will come to be what? 12. Right? The middle of the night will become what? 12, correct? Right. Now, suppose in another locality, the sun sets at 6 p.m. And the day breaks at 5 a.m. So you have a total of 11 hours, right? Right? So 11 over 2, that will be, what, 5.5 hours. So the middle of the night will be 11:30. The middle of the night will be 11:30. You understand? This is the legal night. This is the legal night. And so therefore, he used to sleep the middle of the night, half of the night, and then awakes for the third, and then will what? He will sleep the 1/6. Take an example. Let's take an example. Say the sun sets at 6, and the daybreak is at 6. Clear? How many hours we have? How many hours we have? 12. So the middle of the night, half of the night will be what? Half of the night will be at what time? 12. Half of the night will be at 12. 12 o'clock, exactly. So there remains the other half. So therefore, from the third will be from 12 till 4, right? From 12 till 4, that will be the third. And then from 4 to 6, that will be the 1/6. You understand? Right? Right? Clear? Clear? Because the second half you can divide it into 4 1/3, right? And each 1/3 will be 2 hours. Clear? No. So that's it. This is the sleeping of Dawood alayhi salam and his awakening for night prayer and then his sleep after that. Is that clear? No. So this is the best in terms of the division of the night. This hadith, the benefits of this hadith. The benefits of this hadith first is that the deeds differ in terms of their merits. Deeds differ in terms of their merits. Some are more beloved to Allah than others. How this is concluded from the hadith? How this is concluded from the hadith, the question is to you. Some are more beloved than others to Allah. How this is concluded? The best of fasting in the hadith, أحب الصيام إلى الله, most beloved to Allah. Most beloved to Allah is the fasting of Dawood. Naam. And in this hadith also there is affirmation of the attribute of love to Allah, where this is taken. Where is this taken? Affirming the attribute of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah the best fasting, most beloved to Allah. Most beloved to Allah. That's right. And this is in the Quran asserted in more than one place. Now, the love of Allah, the love of Allah is related to individuals, to descriptions, qualities, to time, and to place. So it is associated with 4 things. Related to 4 things. People, individuals. Second, descriptions, qualities. Third, time. Fourth, place. As to the individuals, the saying of the Prophet ﷺ concerning Ali ibn Abi Talib. Tomorrow I will give the banner to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and Allah and His Messenger love him, meaning Ali ibn Abi Talib. So this is a love of Allah in relation to an individual. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about who are most beloved men to him, he said Abu Bakr. And whoever is beloved to the Messenger is beloved to, fill the blanks, to Allah. No. Okay, with respect to the descriptions, Allah states in the Quran that He loves the good doers, right? And that He loves the oft repenting ones, right? And He loves those who are the purified ones, right? So these are descriptions. These are descriptions and qualities, طيب, established with people. Naam. With respect to the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah to be done, other than these 10 days, meaning of the Hijjah. This is time. Right? Clear? Time, beloved to Allah. As to places, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving Mecca to Medina, he stood and said about Mecca, Wallahi, innaki la ahabbu al-biqa'i ila Allah. By Allah, you are the most beloved places to Allah. Meaning Mecca. So this is a place. And also the masajid, the mosques are beloved to Allah. Ahabbu al-amakin ila Allah, most beloved places to Allah are the masajid, the mosques. You understand now? So therefore, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is related to people, certain people, to certain descriptions established with people, and to time and to place. So this necessitates also that the doers differ. The doers differ. And also this necessitates the increase of iman and its decrease of faith, meaning the iman differ with people. So therefore the deeds also in terms of the merit differ into four. In terms of time, we knew now that the deeds during the first 10 days of the Hijjah are beloved to Allah. Also deeds during the month of Ramadan are better than others and better than Ramadan. So this is with respect to the timing. With respect to the place, the Salah in the Masjid al-Haram excels that in the Masjid of the Prophet, excels that in the Masjid of Al-Aqsa, and excels therefore any other Masjid. Right? Clear? This is in terms of the deeds. In terms of the person, the individuals, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تسبوا أصحابي, don't insult my companions. So therefore, there is merit of the companions. Also, actions excel in terms of their transcendence. We learned in the hadith before that those who break the fast in order what? To prepare the place and the tents, right? They had more reward, right? Why? More reward than the fasting ones earlier, right? Because their actions, the benefits of their actions transcends, right, to others. Also like feeding the poor at times of hardship is different than at regular times. The next benefit, this hadith tells us the strength of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam in terms of worship. This hadith also tells us that if the person sleeps after the night prayer, which he performs, then in this case, he becomes less tired and will be motivated more with respect to doing the Fajr prayer. So if he does not sleep at all and then goes out and people see him and see his face, how it looks, you know, riya, show off may occur. You understand? Yeah, some people may say, oh, look at this man, you know, he does not sleep the night. So there could be some kind of show off which may occur. But if he takes and sleeps the 1/6 of the night, so in this case he gets up better motivation and will be less tired. This ends the narration and its benefits. The second hadith we'll go for is hadith 99. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أوصاني خليلي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بثلاث صيام بثلاث صيام 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 ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر وركعتي الضحى وأن أوتر قبل أن أنام. My Khalil, we explain what this means, advised me to observe the three things: to fast 3 days a month, to pray 2 rak'ah of the duha, the forenoon prayer, and 3, to pray witr before sleeping. Pray witr before sleeping. Awsani advised me. And so the wasiyyah is relevant to not only wealth and rights and authorities. It could transcend that. So he entrusted him to observe the three things in this case. And he said, أوصاني خليلي خليل. الخلة, this is taken from the term الخلة, which is the highest level of love, the utmost love, reaching the highest level. So therefore, الخلة is above love. الخلة is above love. So he entrusted him to observe the three things, to fast 3 days, and the 2 rak'ah of duha, the forenoon prayer, which refers to the time after the sun rises by a length in your vision equivalent to a distance, equivalent to a spur's distance of travel, until before the zawal time, when the sun reaches the meridian, before that. Al-witr refers to a rak'ah separated from rak'ahs before, or a rak'ah joined to rak'ahs before it. For example, a person prays 2 rak'ah, then 2 rak'ah, then 2 rak'ah, then 1. In this case, it is said that he prayed 1 rak'ah of witr, odd. And if he prays 5, one after the other, it is said that he awtara bi khams. He prayed witr with 5, meaning 5 rak'ahs. The benefits of this hadith. This hadith shows the care of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam towards his companions, because he said, advised me, admonished me, entrusted me. And this also tells that the wasiyyah, the bequeath and will, etc., and entrusting is not particular to wealth. So therefore it covers tangible and intangible matters. Tangible like wealth, and intangible like taqwa, like fear of Allah, as Allah stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 131, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. And verily we have recommended to the people of the scriptures before you and to you, O Muslims, that you all fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. So therefore it is not limited to the tangible. The next benefit, the merit of fasting the 3 days of each month, and that it is permissible to fast them at the beginning of the month, the lunar month, or the middle or the last part. However, it is also possible to make the three any of the days of the three of the month, meaning you may fast the first of the month and then choose the 15th or choose the 17th and then choose one from the 23 or 24th. So and this is open, but the better it is the fasting of the three nights where the known as al-ayyamul bid, the white days, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. In these nights, these are the nights where the eclipses or the eclipse of the moon take place, because the moon does not go into eclipse except in these three bright or quote full moon nights. And with respect to the sun, the sun's eclipse does not occur until the end of the month. So in these nights where the moon is at its brightest level, it is said that when there is this universal sign in the universe, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests also a legal sign on the earth, and in this case it is the fasting. And it is said also that the blood in one's system reaches its high level of movement and circulation and so forth. That is because the blood is related to the moon's brightness, and that's why in the rise of sea water and the ebb and the rise of the sea water increases with the increase of the brightness of the moon. So therefore these days are chosen because the fasting will lighten the pressure of the blood, so it will lower its pressure at these times. These are two sayings regarding the relevance of these three white days in relation to the full moon. The next benefit is the permissibility to perform the two rak'ah of duha for noon prayer. And this is a sunnah, general sunnah, and this is the correct opinion. And the merits of the two rak'ah of duha, we discussed them in the 40 Nawawi hadith, the collection of 40 Nawawi, the hadith of Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu sulama minan nasi alayhi sadaqa, kullu yawmin
تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين اثنين صدقة، وتعين الرجل في دابته فتحمله عليها أو ترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة، والكلمة الطيبة صدقة، وبكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة، وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة، ويجزئ من ذلك ركعتان يركعهما من الضحى.
Each person's every joint must perform a charity to be forgiven for every joint. Every day the sun comes up, the Prophet ﷺ said. And to act justly between two people is a charity. And to help a man with his mount, lifting him onto it or hoisting up his belongings onto it, is a charity. A good word is a charity. Every step you take to prayers is a charity, and removing a harmful thing from the road is a charity. And sufficient for all of this is to have two rak'ah. The person prays them in the time of duha in the forenoon. So you see how the merit, and it is the prayer of al-awwabin, those who return to Allah in repentance. As to its number, the least of it is two rak'ah, and there is no limit, according to the correct opinion, for its highest number. So the person prays two rak'ah, and then makes 4, 6, 8, 10. Although there is difference of opinion to its maximum, but the general correct opinion is that it is unlimited. The next benefit the duha 15 minutes almost before the zawal. The legality of the witr, the legality of the odd prayer, is it now obligatory or recommended? The correct opinion that it is not obligatory. The correct opinion is that it is an affirmed sunnah. It is an affirmed sunnah. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله: من ترك الوتر عمدا فهو رجل سوء لا ينبغي أن تقبل له شهادة. Whoever abandons the witr deliberately, then he is an evil person, and therefore it's not fit to accept from him any testimony. Why it is not obligatory? The evidence that it is not obligatory is more than one. The hadith of Talha bin Ubaidillah, may Allah be pleased with him, he mentioned that a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of what Allah had ordained upon me from salah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salawatul khams, the five prayers, illa an tatawwa, except that you perform voluntary. So he didn't mention the witr. This is in the narration by Al-Bukhari. And in the narration by Muslim, خمس صلوات, five prayers, في اليوم والليلة, during the day and the night. So the Bedouin asked, are there any other, meaning salah, ordained upon me? He said, no, unless you offer voluntary ones. And also from the hadith of Ibn Umar in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to pray on his mount during the travel, and during the night prayer, except the obligatory ones. And he used to make the witr on his mount, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So this indicates that it is not obligatory, that it is an affirmed sunnah, and its merit is as such, meaning it is highly asserted in the hadith reported by Muslim from Abi Sa'id radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, awtiru qabla an tusbihu, pray witr before you meet the daybreak. And also in the hadith of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Sunan Abi Dawood, and it is authenticated by Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah,
الحديث of علي يا أهل القرآن أوتروا all people of the Quran offer witr فإن الله witr for Allah is witr and he loves witr so Allah سبحانه وتعالى is witr meaning he is one and he loves witr so therefore now we understand that it is what an asserted sunnah is that clear? Is that clear? It is not obligatory. And this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. The next benefit, the person who fears that he may be awake by the time of dawn, and so therefore he will sleep and then awakes only at the time of dawn, then it is better for him to make the witr in the beginning of the night, as in this hadith. Otherwise, if he does not fear that, then he makes it in the latter night, because the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بليل وترا, make the last of or the end of the last of your salah that you will offer in the night at the latter part of the night to be the witr. Now what about if a person awakes during the night, he already prayed witr but then he awakes during the night, can he pray general nafil prayer? Yes, but does not end up his salah with a witr, because the hadith is not to have two witrs in one night. The importance of these three recommendations, the next benefit is the importance of these three recommendations. The fasting of the 3 days, salat al-duha, and the witr. Also from this we learn the permissibility to take the Prophet ﷺ as Khalil. How do we understand this? How do we know that this is the case from the hadith? He said, my Khalil. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Prophet was his Khalil. Abu Huraira said, he is my Khalil. That's correct. طيب, what about the hadith when the Prophet ﷺ, he said that I am innocent, free of having yani, from you any Khalil, and if I would have taken a Khalil, I would have taken Abu Bakr as my Khalil. This is particular to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as to his ummah, to take him as a Khalil, then this is not forbidden. This is not forbidden. This tells us also another benefit. Which is better to say about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Habibullah or Khalilullah? Which is better? Habibullah, as many people say, or Khalilullah? Which? Khalil. No, not Habib. Habibullah, this is diminishing. This is diminishing. Khalilullah. Because Al-Khulla is the highest love. The highest love. So this, from this we know that those who say that Habibullah, Habibullah, they diminish the rank of the Prophet ﷺ unknowingly. Right. What about if someone misses the witr prayer at night? This occurred to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. She said that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was busy with an illness or slept the night, missed the night prayer, then he would do from the night 12 rak'ah. He would do from the night 12 rak'ah. Why? Why 12?
I'm asking you. Why 12? No, he would do 12 if he missed. If he missed the... Well, even, but yeah, but what? Why 12? Because he used to pray most of the time at night. How many? How many rak'ah used to pray most of the time? 11. 11. So he would make it 12 during the day. So therefore, from this, if your habit is to pray 5 rak'ah during the night and you missed it, how many during the day you make? How many? You make them 6. If your habit was to make them 3 and you missed, so how many you do them during the night, the day? 4. You do them, however, 2 by 2. 2 and salam, then 2 and salam. 2 by 2, meaning 2 and salam, then 2 and salam. So if you have 6, you do 2 and taslim. 2 and taslim, 2 and taslim.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.